When we get started, we're going to ask everyone to mute their phones, please. Be muted as you speak. Tina, are you on? Are you on tonight, Tina?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you. Hey, we're going to go ahead and ask you to give us our opening selection for tonight.
All right. All right. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. I will bless your name. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His praise. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first love me, because He first loved me. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Thank you for that opening selection. Beautiful. Okay, tonight our opening prayer will be done by Minister Francis Clark.
Father God, we do praise you, Lord, glorified, and we just honor you on today, for you are more than worthy to be praised, God. We just honor you, Lord. We just uplift thy name and give you glory that is due unto thee, God. Thank you, Father, for the song, God, that was sung tonight, God, because we do love you, Lord, and we appreciate you and adore you for all that you are doing. I pray, God, that you remember everyone that's on the line tonight, Father. I pray, God, that you will touch, Lord, that you will minister in a mighty special way. You know what we need from thee, Lord. You know what we need to hear, God, from the word of God. Lord, I pray, God, is just have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you anoint Sister Street, God, as she brings forth your word on tonight on teaching. Lord, help us, God, to apply to our soul, Lord, to live this life, God, that you have caused us to live, God, that others, Lord, will desire you, Lord. Father, just to give their life to you, Lord. I pray, God, that you remember every need, every circumstance, Father, whatever one may be going through tonight, God, that you, Father, that you, God, would touch and that you would deliver, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for just being here, Father, how you kept us day by day. We give your name the praise. We realize, Lord, that it could have been another way, but you love us so much, God, and you take care of us, Lord. I pray, God, that just have your own way tonight, God. Have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Minister to us in Jesus' name, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that your will be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven. And I give you glory, I give you praise, and I give you honor, Father. As hallowed and blessed name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr.
Clark.
Praise God. Tonight, Bible study, we will continue our lesson of talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Minister Street. So we're going to turn it right over to her.
Praise God. Can y'all hear me? Because I was on mute.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You just wouldn't believe what the enemy tried to do. Messed up my phone. I couldn't get through, and I was trying to dial through. So I was going to be late. But I didn't have no way to call Super Francis to let her know that I would be late. But I thank God for his blessings. I thank God that he is in control, and the devil can't do nothing with us. Today, as I was thinking, well, all through the time that I was knowing that I was supposed to be on tonight, I was thinking about what would I talk about. And as we went to our General Assembly in Florida, it was talking about God knows what we can do. He knows how much we can do. So what they were telling us to do, pick up our thoughts, and follow Jesus, do all the things that he has planned for us to do. Witnessing, getting out, letting the people know that Jesus is soon to come, all the things that's going on. He was encouraging us to do that. So I said, I titled this as Doing More for God. There's a song entitled, Use Me, Lord. Use me in your service. Use me, Lord. Every day I'll tell the story. I shall obey, Lord. I'll go all the way. So use me, Lord. Use me. I wonder if this is what Jabez was experiencing when he was praying to God to enlarge his territory. But God knew what all that he could do. He knew how he could do it. But then he found out he wasn't one of the Israelites. But he was out there working as helping them to stay, to keep the bad vibes away from them. And this is why he wanted his territory enlarged. He wanted to do more than what he was doing. He wanted to pray with them. He wanted to pray for them. No matter what the situation was, he wanted to pray for them. I wonder if this is what Jabez was experiencing. The more Jabez did, the more he wanted to do. God already knew what he could do, or how much he could do, how much Jabez could do. Why? Because what Jabez could do, God knew what Jabez was capable of doing. As people learned about Jabez, what word that he was supposed to do, he asked God just to work with him on what he did. He didn't want nothing to get in the way to stop him from doing what he was supposed to do, to conquer. He wanted he had a territory, but he asked God to enlarge his territory. He wanted a new territory with divine sanction. He wanted to please God. What is the teaching of Jabez? God teaches through Jabez the importance of relationship with him. With who? With God. He's showing how our relationship is supposed to be with God. We're supposed to ask him to help us to do more than what we are doing. Just don't do it a little bit and then just sit down and think you've done it all, because there is a work to be done. Remember what the scripture tells us. One water, one planet, one water it, but it's God that does the increase. He gives the increase. And in order for increase to be given, one will have to plant, one will have to water, and then God will do the increase. And this is what was going on here. I took it in the fact of I'm there with them, and they're planting and watering, but it's God that's going to give the increase. He discovered that there's an ordinary duty for a person to do every day, and it needs to be brought to God. Jabez cried out, and God granted him his request. Through God's biblical characters, we are to establish and maintain without end in our daily lives. To pray like Jabez is to submit our lives to God as a blank canvas. Think about a canvas. If you give an artist a blank canvas, he can do with that canvas what he wants to make it look good. So Jabez was using his stuff as a canvas. He wanted God to put him to work the way that he wanted him to go to work, but he was asking for him. His job was to keep different ones safe that no one would bother them, that he would keep the enemy would not bother them. But so he asked him to enlarge his territory. He wanted nothing to be in the way. When God got ready to use him, or when he got ready to put him where he wanted him, he didn't want nothing to be there that would hinder him. This man named John Piper writes, lay hold on God for some great biblical vision for your life on this earth, and don't let go until you have it from his merciful hand. Lay hold on God and let him know you want to know what he would have you to do, what he would put in your hands to do, what he will put in your path to do, not what someone else. It's an individual thing that we have to do. He might give a group something to do, but it's when he gives us an individual job to do, we have to do it and make sure we do it right. Jabez, let your hands be with God and keep me from pain. Jabez is what he asked God. He was let me back up a little bit. When Jabez was born, his mother named him this name because she said she bore him out of sorrow and pain. And he was going through pain. I didn't get into that before, but it's so much concerning Jabez. Just think that one little scripture, but no, there's a lot that Jabez had done and that he was wanting to do. We are to pray faithfully through our personal relationship with Jesus for a godly purpose on this earth. There were questions asked about Jabez. As I was studying this lesson, why did Jabez pray for God to enlarge his territory? The answer was he was surrounded by evil tribes. So by praying for God to enlarge his territory, this writer believed that Jabez was asking God to drive evil from his life. It is so much that could be said, but Jabez wanted to be in the right standing with God, which is what we have got to be today. When we do what we do today, we have got to be in the right standing with God. Jabez's mother, as I said earlier, named him this name because she said, I bore him with sorrow. Now, on place it started, Jabez's name wasn't explicitly changed. They didn't change his name. God just changed where he was at, made his territory larger. But rather, he prayed for God to bless him and expand the territory. Pain and sorrow. But the pain and the sorrow is what his mother said. That's why she named him Jabez. But we have to be careful. What we are saying to children, we could put something on them that would make them not please God. So whenever she, he didn't change his name, he listened to what she played it, but he was out doing the work for God. So that's one that was out that was working as unto the Lord. And the other one was David. When God put David in the shepherd, over the shepherd, God knew that David was going to be going through. And he knew that David needed training. So God put him where he would get on the job train. Also, David communicated with God. As he was going through what he was going through, looking after his father's sheep, he was having to consult with God because he was down there right by himself, looking after his sheep, and asking for direction as what to do, how to do it, or where to move. When the lion came, when the bear came, all this that came to taking sheep away from him, but he did not lose not one sheep. Then he was faced with the giant. And knowing that was he, the father sent him down where his brothers were to see how things were going. And I think he sent him some food, if I'm not mistaken. But as they saw him coming, it caused a troublemaker. He was a troublemaker. But David wasn't coming down there to make trouble. He was coming to do what his father, his earthly father, had told him to do. But he was coming to show what his heavenly father had taught him to do when he comes through the troubled passage that he goes through in his life. There was no match. He came upon, whenever he came, the king wanted to set him as the main man, put him in all these heavy clothes. He told him, he said, the rest of the army, the crew was afraid. But David told him that he was going to fight him. But he told me that you're not dressed for this. But let me put this on. So he put all that heavy armor on him. But he told him, he said, I haven't proved any of this stuff, just so to speak. I never used this stuff. But as the old saying goes, a lot of people say, you can't lose with the stuff I use. I can imagine that's what they think. And whenever they saw what he used, I guess they said, how do you think he's going to do something with them? We call them two gemmers, but it's a flame shot. And that's what he was doing. He was preparing himself. So he told me, I haven't tried what you gave me. I'm going to try what I tried with what God gave him. To fight the bear with, to fight the lion. This is what he's doing.
Okay.
So this is what he did. He picked up five smooth rocks. He picked up five smooth rocks, and he wasn't going against that giant alone, because he had been talking to God about his things that he was going through all the time. He had been letting God know that I can't do this without your help. So when he let God know this, God was giving him on-the-job training, but David did not even know it. And whenever he got together and picked up his five smooth stones and walked out, the giant was, I think he said, 9 feet, a 6 foot man, or a 9 foot man, that's between the two of those. That's a big man. And David wasn't that much size himself, but David knew a secret. David had a secret. And see, when we go through so much, we have to listen and follow God's instructions. When we listen, we can come out on top, shouting the victory and praising God, because there is no secret what God can do. What he did for others, he'll do for us. What he did for the children back in the Bible days, he will do the same thing for us. That's for us that are faithful to him, that is. Let me add that in. If we're not going to be faithful to him and do what he asked us to do, he might bring us through it, but it's not going to be victoriously. But we have to be faithful to him and do what he has asked us to do. I've heard that story about little David so many times when I was growing up. And in that, as the giant made a statement, he says, called David a dog. He used him as an underdog. The young shepherd named David defeated the mighty warriors. He defeated the warrior of Goliath. David was able to win with only a rock and a slingshot and no arms, while Goliath had on a shield, armor, and he had a sword. But David, when he picked up those five smooth stones, this is what I was thinking when they used to tell us the story of David and Goliath. He picked up five smooth stones, and he was on his way to meet Goliath the giant. And I was thinking, now he's going to throw one stone in the name of the Father, he's going to throw another one in the name of the Son, and he's going to throw another one in the name of the Holy Ghost. This is what I was thinking. But as I was reading it, as I got grown and I was reading, I saw what he did. You know how you do this? You guys know how you use a slingshot. I couldn't see one. But they would take it and they would swing. It would swing around some kind of way and then they let it go. And the rock would hit exactly what they were aiming for. But But this is what David did. But you know what? He didn't have to say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The first rock hit. Hit him right where he thought he was suffering, in the center of his head. So when we go out fighting against God, we don't have to worry about where we're going to hit him. We don't have to worry about what we're going to do to him. We don't have to worry about how are we going to do this. But if we have prayed and talked to God and have been faithful unto him, living according to his will, he will do what we ask. And he will fight that battle for us. There are so many that go out trying to fight their battle themselves, but they can't do it because we can't. We used to have a deacon that attended our church. He would say so many times, you can't box with God. Your arm is too short. You can't reach him. You can't touch him. You can't do anything but just stand there and depend on him to see you through. And this is what was happening with David. The stone didn't do the work. Well, I knew he was going to cut his head off, but David cut his head off with the stone knocked him out. It was the Holy Spirit that got in that stone for it to do what it was supposed to do as unto David. When I was first introduced to this, as I told you, David and Goliath, I pictured it like I said earlier. But when we see what God can do, like we learn what God can do, there is nothing that we can't do that God won't help us through. When we get in trouble, stand still, cry out to him. Sometimes you have to hold your peace to cry out to him. But the main thing we need to do is if something comes up for us to do, the Holy Spirit has laid it on us to do it with all your might after you have sought the Lord. We have to seek him for everything. Seek him. I'll use Monday when we were coming back from Florida. It was pouring down rain. It was like a tree falling down. But when we prayed and got on the road, God brought us in safe and sound. So if you're faithful to him and you're truthful to him and you do what he has asked you to do, he's not going to let you down. It said, Jesus said, the songwriter said, Jesus said, if you lean on me, I won't let you fall. So think about these two that they had to call on God for the help. And the third one, I don't think I have time to go into it, but the third one was Esther. We know what Esther went through. We know what was going to happen to Mordecai. We know all the things that was the Jewish people were trying to do for them. But when Mordecai sent Esther the message, and she sent the message back to him, but you fast and pray, I'm going to have the ones that were with her fast and pray. And what happened? God worked it all out in their favor. If you got something going on in your life today, God will work it out in your favor. But the thing of it is, let's don't take from God because we want him to do something for us. But let's give to him. Let's work towards what he has told us to do so he would know that we are his faithful children. I hope I have said something that would encourage you to make it on over another hurdle, because we know the devil is busy and he is out here throwing stones any kind of way he can to hit whoever he can. But to God be the glory, he's got your back. Don't forget that. He's got your back. Back to you, Brother Robert.
All right. Thank you, Mr. G. Okay, our 30 seconds tonight is going to be coming from Gloria Edwards.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was reading some information on prayer, and I'm going to read just a little bit to you. Sometimes we may think, I don't have a spiritual gift of prayer. But of all the spiritual gifts listed in the Bible, prayer isn't among them. Perhaps this is because God longs for each of us to pray faithfully so that we may see what only he can do. And the question was asked, how have you benefited from prayers of others, and whom are you praying for today? Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates.
Good evening, everybody. This is Mari. First, I want to send a prayer out to this young lady named Deanna Vequez. She has been sending flags about ending her life. Her husband passed last year, and I think she's overwhelmed. She's somewhere here in Florida coming from New Jersey, and I just want you to pray for her to give her strength. And I've been sending her some messages from God, but not getting any feedback. So I'm just asking you to pray for her. And also, I've been sick for the last week and a half, and I thought I was feeling better, but I'm down again. And just pray for me to get better, for God to heal me. Thank you.
Hi, this is Fran up here. My brother, last night, I guess he got like a 9-inch shard of glass in the back of his shoulder, into his back, 1 inch wide. They couldn't do surgery last night because he had eaten, so they didn't do surgery until this morning. And somehow he was doing something. I don't know if he was moving something. He didn't see the broken glass, and it got right into his shoulder and back. So he's in a lot of pain. I told my sister-in-law to give him some morphine before he came out of the anesthesia today. He was still sleeping. So if you could please say prayers for my brother, Jean-Paul LaPierre, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, and for your positive, and, you know, positive vibes and your prayers for him. Thank you.
Okay.
Prayer for all cancer patients.
Amen.
Okay, no more inputs and updates. We'll move right into roll call.
Good evening. Good evening. There were 36 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one. At this time, we're going to go into roll call. Lee and Michelle.
Here.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Will. Danny. Here. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Yeah.
Ole. Gloria.
Yeah.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Denise. Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine John.
Here.
Ken Charlie.
Yeah.
Chris and Dawson.
Here.
Here.
Joseph.
Here.
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 Hey. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamashi.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Sam.
Sam.
Dana Strong.
Here.
John.
Here.
Tonda.
Here.
Miss Jessica.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. Sonia White. Fran.
Here.
Valencia.
No.
Lorraine M. Lisa.
Here.
Five. Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you.
All right, thank you. Okay, before we turn it over to Pastor Bear, we have our closing prayer. Next week, our opening prayer will be done by Virginia Brown. Our 32nd will be done by Tina Straw. All right. We're going to turn it right over to Pastor Bear right now for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another Thursday night Bible study. We thank you for an opportunity to hear your word, God. We thank you for our teacher tonight, God, bringing forth the word of God. We thank you for everything that you have done this day. We thank you for a beautiful day. You said enter into your gate with thanksgiving, God. You even told us that everything that have breath needs to praise the Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done and what you're still doing, God. You are merciful, God. God, you look beyond our fault, God, and you see our need, God. Lord, if we have sin, any wickedness in our way, God, we ask you to move it out. Strengthen us and clean our heart up, Lord. Lord, even our surrounding, Lord. God, we ask you to bless every one of us, God. Everyone that's on the line, God. The one that had requests and the one that didn't speak it out, Lord. God, you know the need of everyone, Jesus. You said cast all of our care to you because you care for each one of us, God. Lord, I thank you for being there for us, God. You told us you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for keeping us safe, keeping us sanctified, keeping us filled with your Holy Ghost, God. I thank you for that, God. It's no mercy of mine, God, but your mercy and your grace, God, that you have let upon each one of us. God, remember the request of the lady who lost a companion, Lord. God, I ask you to give her joy, God. Give her strength, God. Help her to realize that your love, God, is stronger than death, God. I thank you, God, for what you're going to do, God. You said if two or three touching and agree, you will be in the midst, God. Lord, be in the midst right now, God. Lord, let her know that you love her, God. In the name of Jesus, we bow the enemy hand and foot right now, God. Oh, God, give her peace, God, in the midst of her storm, God, her trouble, God. Lord, I thank you for every cancer patient, Lord. God, I'm asking you to heal them, God. Oh, God, enough the pain right now, Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, remember the brother, God. Oh, God, that's suffering with that glass, God. Lord, move it out, Jesus. You are our doctor. You are our lawyer, God. Lord, do it. It's nothing too hard for you, God. I thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you have done, God. You have healed many of cancer, God. You have put many, God, on the line, Jesus. We're bringing them to you because we believe and trust you, God. You said in all of our heart, God, you told us to trust you and lean not to our own understanding, God. Lord, we don't understand everything, but we trust you, God. You said now faith is the substance of things hopeful and the evidence of things not see, we can't see everything, but we trust you each and every day. Oh, God, we believe in you, God. Lord, we trust you to walk with us, God. Oh, God, have your way in our life, Jesus. Oh, God, where there is hate, God, put love in our family, God. Oh, God, draw the family together, God. Lord, give us world peace, God. We need peace in this world, God. Oh, God, I know that you are able, God. You sit high and you look low, God. got to be going to sleep tonight, God. That's Lord, give us that sweet sleep, Jesus. Oh, God, and let those angels encamp around each one of us, God. Oh, God, and supply our everyday need, Father. Lord, I love you, God. Oh, God, and when the enemy come in like a flood, will you lift up a standard against him, God? Oh, God, and help us to hold on to you, God. Hold out, God, to the end, God, and believe your word. Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for everything, God. You said, let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, God. We thank you for today, God. We thank you right now, God. We ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise your name, praise your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We're going to have another one back next week.
Thank you,
Jesus. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
I did not just discard that.